here's the weather for your Wednesday. Here's the weather for your Thursday. Why can't you just say Thursday? Here's the weather for Thursday. Here's the weather for Friday. Here's the weather for Saturday. I guess I still haven't gotten over that last Thursday. Man, sorry, folks. I was kind of like ranting and raving all last week, and I apologize for some of the coarse language I used. I want your children to be able to watch this series, so I apologize. I'll try to behave myself a little better this week. And in that interest, we have Dorothy in the studio today. Sweet, innocent Dorothy, sometimes known as Judy Garland. But actually, her name's not Dorothy. Her mother knows her proper name in the movie. It's Dorothy. Dorothy. I don't know why we say Dorothy, because there is an O there. Her mom's got a point. Dorothy. Dorothy. It's Dorothy. So from now on, she's Dorothy, and she's Judy Garland to you and me. So when I talked about the eons last week with my left hand, I was so excited about the thumb and forefinger, that is, the coming eons of the eons, that I failed to point out to you that in between is another cataclysm, namely the combustion of the earth by fire. God's tricky. This is what I think. God told Noah, I'll never again destroy the earth by water. It's like, oh yeah, whew, we're off the hook, everybody. No longer going to destroy the earth by water. And God's up there going, I didn't say anything about fire. Thanks. Okay. Just when you think you have your bases covered, we forgot about fire. So in between there, you have this little thing called the combustion of the earth. Oh, and concerning the eons of the eons, there are so many parallel constructions in the scriptures. We have King of Kings, Lord of Lords, right? So think about that. Comparative, comparing some kings to other kings, some lords to other lords. Now today, I'm going to take a one-day sidetrack. I'm going to talk to you about a man named Paul Cole. You've never heard of him, I know. But the guy's famous without being famous. Paul Cole. A man from Deerfield Beach, Florida. In 1969, the summer of 1969, he and his wife decided to take a vacation to England. And they went to London. And on a hot summer's day, in fact, I know the date that this anonymous so-called man and his wife went to London, England. They were there on August the 6th, 1969. And his wife, don't know her name, sorry, she wanted to go on to yet another museum that day, that morning. It was around 11 o'clock in the morning. She wanted to go to another museum. He said, I can't take another museum. Tell you what, I'm just going to hang out here on the street and see what's going on. So he's hanging out on the sidewalk while his wife's at yet another museum. And he sees this black police van parked alongside the road. There's a copper in it. And he starts talking to the police officer. So as he's conversing with the police officer, he notices that to his left, in the middle of the road, there's a man setting up a stepladder in the middle of the street. What the heck is going on here? So he's looking over, and then the next thing he saw was even more outrageous. These four, as he termed them, ruffians, start walking across the road in front of the man on the stepladder. And then 10 minutes later, they were gone. And he thought, well, that's strange. So he and his wife finished their vacation. And 1 year later, in August of 1970, his wife has bought an album because she wants to perfect one of the songs on the album on her organ. Probably had a Hammond organ, as most people did in the 60s and early 70s. The album she bought was called Abbey Road by the Beatles. The song she wanted to learn was George Harrison's song, Something. Paul Cole looked down at the album cover on top of his wife's organ, and his jaw about hit the floor, because there he saw once again the four ruffians walking across the street, and he saw himself. Because this was the album called Abbey Road. And the road, it's the sidewalk along the road where Paul Cole stood the year before. Here's the rest of the story. It was called Abbey Road. And Paul Cole happened to be hanging out on the sidewalk talking to a police officer in a black van the very moment that one of the most iconic photographs of the 20th century was snapped. The Beatles walking across Abbey Road. And Paul Cole is in the photo. It's one of the most reproduced photos of all time. And I don't know about you, but I think this is such a cool story. And I'm going to show you best I can this. You've seen the Abbey Road album cover, I'm assuming. I'm going to show you here on the bunker cam. Let's see if I can maneuver this. All right, sorry for the disruption. Okay, can you see the, if you're watching the bunker cam, if not, get your Abbey Road cover out, or your Abbey Road CD. This is Paul Cole. There's the Beatles walking across Abbey Road, and this is Paul Cole right here. He just stopped to talk to this police officer in the van when this famous photograph was snapped that has been, as I said, reproduced on t-shirts, posters, you name it. One of the most famous photographs ever taken in modern times. For some reason, I'm not quite got my finger on why this is so great, but I agree that it's pure greatness. And here is, let me switch to this other screen here. Here's a picture of Paul Cole as an older man. He died in 2008. This article says, Paul Cole, man on Beatles Abbey Road cover, dies. There he is. Can you see it? I hope, because I can't see what I'm showing you. So I'm hoping that I'm getting at least some semblance of the guy. All right, now, I see spiritual significance in this, and I'm going to tell you what it is naturally. But it is so cool that this guy walked into history totally oblivious. You and I are really obliviously living. I'm trying to make you aware of it, though. I don't want you to be oblivious anymore, that we are in the most amazing time periods, one of the most amazing time periods, that we're going to see the conclusion of an eon and the beginning of the shift of the eons. And God is taking a photograph, and we're going to be so surprised when we see our image, not only in this time in history, but when we see what God, where God places us, let's put it that way, what he's doing with us. Because God, on a small level, was doing something with Paul Cole that day, wasn't he? I love some of what this guy says. Let me depart from my script there a little bit and say, I'm going to read this part of this article. Paul Cole was in one of the most famous photographs of the 20th century, and yet he wasn't famous. This is an article that appears somewhere. Don't have the name of the... Oh, the T.C. Palm. It must be a Florida newspaper because the guy lived and died in Florida. Cole, a longtime Barefoot Bay resident, died Wednesday in Pensacola at age 96. He died in Pensacola, but he... As a younger man, he lived in Deerfield Beach, near where my friend Waylon Dabbs lives. He is clearly seen in the famous shot of the Beatles walking across London's Abbey Road, used as the front cover of the group's classic 1969 album Abbey Road. Over the years, the picture has been reproduced in books, on posters, coffee mugs, t-shirts, and hundreds of other places. The retired salesman is standing on the sidewalk just behind the Beatles, gawking at them. In a 2004 interview with Scripps Treasure Coast newspaper, Cole explained how he came to be there at that precise moment. I'm telling you, folks, every single event of our lives has been determined by God. A man's steps, a human's steps, are ordered by the Lord. And God wants you to be not only on this earth at this time, but in the body of Christ. In the body of Christ. And he's putting you into circumstances where you're meant to be. You don't know how famous you are. You really don't know. Like this Paul Cole didn't know how famous he was until he sees the photograph 1 year later. I've told you over and over again that we are the aristocracy, the rulers, the celebrities, if you will, of the next eon. And that the celestial world looking down on us, they know who we are. And Paul makes an amazing statement, our apostle, in Philippians, I think it's, he says, don't be distressed by the trials you see us going through, because we are located for this. That's the word he uses in the Concordant version. We're located for these trials. God has us exactly where he wants us, and he's taking photographs of us. And when we stand before him, we're going to see our face on the cover of celestial newspapers and realize that everything we went through was epic. Everything we went through. This guy, how epic is this? This is, he told his wife, quote, I told her, I've seen enough museums. You go on, take your time and look around. And I'll just stay out here and see what's going on outside. I'll just stay out here and see what's going on outside. That's us. We're just going to stay here. Just get up another day, go through this eon, walk through your life. And I'm telling you that you are being noted by celestial eyes. Not only the eyes of God in Christ, but the angels, the magistrates, the sovereignties, authorities, and world mights of the world above us. Back to the article. Parked just outside was a black police van. Paul says, I like to just start talking with people, Cole said. I walked out and that cop was sitting there in that police car. Now, if you look closely at the album cover, you can't see the cop in the police car, but he's there. I just started carrying on a conversation with him. I was asking him about all kinds of things, about the city of London, traffic control, things like that. Just passing the time of day. See, in your everyday life, and in the picture, Cole is standing next to the police van. It was 10 a.m., August 8, 1969. Photographer Ian McMillan was on a stepladder in the middle of the street, photographing the four Beatles as they walked single file across Abbey Road. John Lennon in his famous white suit, Paul McCartney without shoes. The entire shoot lasted 10 minutes. I just happened to look up, and I saw those guys walking across the street like a line of ducks, Cole remembered. A bunch of kooks, I called them, because they were rather radical looking at that time. You didn't walk around London barefoot. About a year later, Cole first noticed the Abbey Road album on top of the family record player. His wife was learning to play George Harrison's love song, Something, on the organ. He did a double take when he eyeballed McMillan's photo. Yeah, no kidding. I had a new sports coat on, and I just got new shell-rimmed glasses before I left, he says. I had to convince the kids that that was me. I told them, get the magnifying glass out, kids, and you'll see it really is me. Get the magnifying glass out, folks. It's really you. It's really you. You have to get the magnifying glass out because you're so little, aren't you? You're so insignificant in this world. Yet I tell you that your fame and the revelation of your fame and the glory that God is going to give to you yet awaits. You're going to see yourself as God sees you. You're going to be just as stunned as Paul Cole.